Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Today I want to talk about something that I saw come up, or it's been inspired, I guess, by a post I saw come up in an entrepreneur group I'm in called Like-Minded Bitches Drinking Wine. And the post was actually quite funny. It was poking fun at the fact that everyone's a fucking coach these days, and is everyone calling themselves a leadership coach? And I thought it was quite a funny comment, and I had a laugh out loud moment. And then I read the comments and it became kind of very unfunny. Or, you know, just, I don't know. Okay, so I'll just tell you what happened and then I'll tell you my thoughts around it. I noticed that there were a few people kind of saying, all these coaches, they're all flooding the market and they aren't qualified. They don't have a certification. And this is what I want to speak to today, because full transparency, and I've never pretended to have a certification, I don't have a certification in coaching. What I do have, however, is 15 years experience working solely for myself, running multiple different types of businesses, some having loads of success, some failing. I have spent years on a therapist couch, so I picked up a few things for therapy, and I have read all the fucking books. I have studied and studied and studied everything from psychology to philosophy. And I mean, that's not a huge, you know, like human design. Like, I am an obsessive learner. And so at NLP, I have had some training in NLP. I studied sales. I have done all kinds of things, not necessarily have a piece of paper to represent that, though I do have years of experience. And I found it really interesting because the person who was most vocal around having a certification had the certification and no experience. So hadn't even had a coaching client yet. You know, I feel like for me personally, if I go back 10 years, I remember a friend of mine who was a very successful business coach came to stay with me, and she was like, why aren't you coaching? Why aren't you coaching? She did have the certificate. I think back then, you know, business coaching was still a thing, but business life coaching, maybe not such a big thing as it is today. Not everyone was a coach back then. But, you know, I think she paid $40,000 for her certification, and that was years before 2009. So it was a huge investment, and here she was, someone who had done a lot of coaching, telling me to coach. Yet it still took me 5 years after that, at least, to step into the role of even remotely considering myself a coach, but also charging for it. Up until that point, I had been coaching everyone I knew for free. I hadn't been valuing the skills and the knowledge and my intuition and all of those things that can't necessarily come from a coaching certification. All the things that I'd learned through years of growing on myself. I have been growing on myself, actually, because I used to despise myself. If you've been here for a while, you may remember, and if you've listened to Memoir of a Mediocre Life, you will know that there was a point where, and it was a big turning point in my life, where I punched my own reflection in the mirror and screamed, fuck you, I hate you. You know, so I've definitely been growing on myself, that's for sure. But what I mean is, like, I have been dedicated to my own personal growth, and I have been dedicated to learning what works, testing out all these theories to see what works and what doesn't. So does a coaching certification matter when you have a shit ton of experience? Well, for me, it doesn't. For others, it may. And that's cool. The point that I'm trying to make here is that I don't think it's black and white. I don't think it's as black and white as this is a coach. And if you don't have a certification from someone, you're not a coach. Some people are very just natural coaches. They're people who, I don't know, you know, can lead and can have a keen sense of intuition. There are so many things that make a good coach that aren't taught in a coaching certification course. So I just want to kind of lay that out there. But the other thing that I found really concerning about it was the fact that after I commented, I actually commented on the thread and said, you know, I don't have a certification. I coach and I have 15 years experience as a business person, you know, and kind of not explained too much, but basically said, you know, I've got experience. So I'm not just a brand new coach out of coaching school who doesn't have any experience. I have shit tons of experience, practical experience, not theoretical experience, practical experience. And that makes me a really great coach, not a piece of paper. And I actually got a few private messages post writing that from people who were a little bit afraid to ask on the thread for further details around my story. So I wanted to share it here because here's the thing. As women, we don't need any more reasons to question ourselves and our abilities. We don't need any more reason to be thinking that we need to know more, to do more, to be more in order to coach or do anything really. If you are considering the fact that you might not know enough, then you probably know enough, right? So I find threads like that really unhelpful, really judgmental, and stop people from stepping out of their discomfort into putting themselves out there. And you know, I mean, actually, if I listen back to what came out of my mouth before, I said something that was quite judgmental, which is, I'm not just a new coach who has a coaching certification and no experience. That person who has the coaching certification is certified. Fucking start coaching. You know, like, don't wait to get more experience. Start coaching. Whether you have to do it for free to get the experience, start coaching. That's the only way that you become a coach, is to have the piece of paper and coach people, right? The way that I have become a coach is through doing a shit ton of work, having a lot of practical experience in business, honing my intuition, honing all of the questioning skills that have been, you know, paramount in me being a podcaster, putting those to use in coaching. You know, I feel like This is what I want you to take away from this conversation. I work with so many women who have such incredible stories to share with the world, such incredible information, such incredible wisdom, stuff that only they can share, and they don't, because of the judgment of others, because of threads like that. Now, this is unrelated because that thread was specifically about coaching, but it stands for anything. Podcasting, blogging, speaking, writing, running a business, whatever that business might look like, there are judgments, motherhood. I mean, there are judgments all the time towards a woman. And what I see in the work that I do is the end result of all that, which is basically someone being completely paralyzed to move forward on what they want to do in the world, because totally due to that fear of judgment, that I don't think I'm good enough yet. I need to know more before I need another qualification. I need someone else to show me how to do it. I need this. I need that. You need nothing. You have all you need. You are all you need. The only thing you get to do is now take that and put it into action. Regardless of whether you have the piece of paper, regardless of whether you have the 15 years experience, regardless whether you are practiced and well-versed, just please step aside from that doubt, step aside from those feelings of imposterdom, and take the step. Put the piece of paper into action. I've got plenty of friends who have a collection. They have been collecting pieces of paper for years. It's time to get those pieces of paper and actually put them into practice. Or it's time to take that wealth of knowledge and experience that you have and put it into practice. Okay? That is why I don't believe you need a piece of paper to be a good coach. So I want to add that there is another whole discussion that I'm not having today, which is around the idea of accountability, about the idea of there are a lot of unscrupulous coaches out there, certified and uncertified, that are causing a lot of damage. You know, there are highly qualified coaches who have very low to no moral code. So just a certification isn't a guarantee that you're getting a good coach. So I guess the conversation around this isn't even around accreditation or accountability. It's about you doing your due diligence as a person who's about to invest in a coach to find out what experience they actually have. And if none, that's cool. This is the whole thing, right? It's totally okay for you to be a coach with a certification and no experience if you're honest about that. And if you start where you are, right? Like, hey, I've just finished my coaching certification. I want to get some coaching clients on board. Anyone interested in doing some sessions with me, right? Be honest about the level of experience that you have, either as a coach or as experience in the field with which you're coaching. And as a person who's looking for a coach, make sure you do your due diligence. Ask other clients that the person has worked for or with. Make sure that you research their background and make sure that they are legitimately who they say they are. There are things that we can do. We can't put all of the blame onto people who are unscrupulously coaching. I mean, we can, but there, you also have a level of ownership and, you know, duty of your own care when it comes to choosing someone to work with. So be wise in your choices. And as coaches, I do think it's important for us to be held accountable. I do think it's important for us to, make sure that we are capable of delivering what we say we deliver. But that is a conversation for another day. Today is really like, if you are questioning whether you have the skills or whether you're questioning whether you are ready, you're only going to know by giving it a go and being honest in that. I'm thinking about giving coaching a go. Is anyone interested in exploring this with me? We don't have to be an expert. We just don't. These things are learned. And we learn them over time through implementing and practicing. I'm a way better coach today than I was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, because I'm constantly working and growing. But I was still a half-decent coach back then. I was still giving people what they wanted. I hope I was. Nobody ever said otherwise. And I saw the results of my clients. So that kind of, helps, I guess. So, just do your due diligence when it comes to picking a coach and be mindful or have awareness around what's going on within you when you're making judgments like that towards other people. What's going on within you to hold you back from stepping into the arena? All right, enough from me. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.